payment of the compensation to farmers is very much welcome, and farmers have been waiting on it for a period of time now. So it is welcome to hear that it will finally be paid next week. However, it is not too late to ensure that those few farmers who are being left behind and have been excluded by the government from the compensation scheme can now still be included. And I heard Minister McHugh this morning saying, and somehow trying to say, that it was European rules which meant that they couldn't include some of the farmers who had lost tillage or lost crops and potatoes, for example, in the floods in this scheme. And that's simply not accurate. This is a decision the government have made to exclude them. And it's simply not just to leave some farmers behind simply because you feel you can and because they're small in number. Everyone who lost and had heavy losses as a result of the floods should be included and accommodated. And unfortunately, the government have made a decision here to exclude some farmers. It's simply, there's no basis for it. It's entirely unfair. It's leaving some farmers in a very bad way. And the government should still, at this stage, extend the terms of the scheme to allow them to be accommodated.
And this long-awaited announcement is to be welcome, but there is much more work to be done.
There is, absolutely. I mean, the government needs to include those farmers and desist from trying to spread the blame elsewhere and take on their responsibility for it. Likewise, with a few sporting clubs which need to be funded, and also the likes of Swan Park and Glenevan Waterfall, we still need a commitment from the government that those will be funded and that they won't be left in the lurch. We know the devastation that was carried out. There has been significant funding promised in relation to roads and bridge infrastructure, and that's very important and necessary. But no one should be left behind, and the government needs to, in relation to the farmers and indeed to those other amenities and organisations which need some assistance, need to come forward now over 3 months after the flood and actually ensure that they are catered for as well.